Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brannan moves to third. Schult moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Clancy moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Clancy scores. Mostill goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Reynolds moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaum. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Kaum steals second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaum scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connolly moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hunfield tags and moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connolly scores. Hunfield scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ed Strzelecki now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Strzelecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strzelecki takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely strikes out. 1 out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strzelecki moves to second. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strzelecki moves to third. Brannan moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. Strzelecki scores. Brannan scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Redfern bunts towards the mound. Strzelecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Connolly bunts towards the mound. Strzelecki fields it and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue strikes out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Strzelecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strzelecki is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strzelecki is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Strzelecki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-2 in the game. Kom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult throws the ball into Kress, who tags Kom trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Reynolds scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern misplays the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Manish reaches second base with a double. McNeely moves to third. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Schulte hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNeely tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manish scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Redfern hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons now pitching. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Ed Strzelecki. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to third. Sturdy moves to second. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mannion scores. Sturdy moves to third. McNeely moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sturdy tags and scores. One out. It's 8-6, White Sox. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. Brannon moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Clancy hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ma still hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hunfield moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue strikes out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-3 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mannion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redfern. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Redfern steals second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brannon hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Clancy is hit by the pitch. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-6, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Kress reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-4 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still who is chasing the ball. Betancourt reaches third base with a triple. Kress scores. It's 9-7, White Sox. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mannion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Betancourt scores. It's 9-8, White Sox. Wally Shang pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mannion moves to second. Ollie Sachs pinch runs for Wally Shang. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.